We are back. This is Julio Martinez. I am joined by Donna Walker. In a few minutes, I'm going to be talking to two marvelous actors who are doing a new LA premiere play here in Los Angeles. But first, Donna and I want to talk about the premiums we have to, or gifts we have to offer you for being a member of the KPFK family.
Yeah, we're offering some wonderful stuff today. I wanted to say right off the bat that today's Arts in Review and Pacifica Performance Showcase are brought to you in part by Lemley's Theaters. They're presenting a great documentary called Heightened Security, and we'll be talking more about that in the second half of the show. And, of course, the Odyssey Theater, right there on Sepulveda, presenting Just Another Day, and that'll be running August 29th through September 20th. And, of course, we'll be joined momentarily by Dan Loria and Patty McCormick. Very excited to learn about that. Two wonderful actors, by the way.
I do want to thank my two guests, Dan Loria and Patty McCormick, who are the two stars of this play. Was written by Loria. And I have a question for you, Mr. Loria. I've always known you as an actor on television, all the way back to the Wonder Years, which was a big favorite of my children. So, what got you into playwriting and screenwriting?
Oh, can you hear me okay? I'm not very good with these Zoom things.
You got it.
Okay. Well, first of all, my MFA is in playwriting. So I've this is about the third play I've had published. So I've been writing for a long while. So, but I'm not a writer who acts. I'm an actor who writes. It's a big difference.
So how did the concept of this play come to you?
Well, a good friend of mine, her name is Patty Auger. We went up to see her father, who was a friend of mine also, who we played ball together. He's 98 now, and he's having trouble with memory. He has, I wouldn't say Alzheimer's, but he has dementia. And he doesn't really recognize me. But when we go up there, if we talk about the New York Yankees, he goes back to his childhood and talks about seeing Babe Ruth, and then he works his way all the way up to Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and then he'll recognize me. So what I've done in my play is Patty McCormick and I, when we mention a title of an old movie, it sparks a memory. Mm-hmm. So I substituted old movies, which most of the audience really gets a kick at.
Yeah.
Patty.
Yes.
When did this play come to you?
Through Dan Loria, actually.
Because we're old friends.
It's, yeah, we go way back. Originally what happened was the person who was doing it had another job and then couldn't do one of the legs of the play, and someone else was in it. And then she couldn't do it, and I wound up in it by default. So
she was on book for 3 days, yeah. And she was tremendous. And after that, she memorized.
I held on to the book strongly for that entire run. But then had the pleasure of a lot of time to work on it because I didn't really know if it was going to come back again or if it was going to happen. And so it's so enjoyable to do something that you know so well because different things happen and we really are like a good machine now.
And been so well received. Yeah. So well received.
Yes. Yeah. It's and it's done some nice things for Alzheimer's, and you can fill them in on that, Dan, with Ireland and all that.
Yeah, we went to the Samuel Beckett Theater at Trinity College in Ireland, and we did a performance or two for the European Foundation for Alzheimer's and for Tilda, which is an organization that researches the aging process. So the play has done more than I thought it would, really. And it's been a joy to do it.
Yeah, it really has. I'm so looking forward to being where I call home in L.A. And having, you know, people who normally can't fly to New York and see it or fly somewhere else and see it. It's so fun that we are going to be at the Odyssey Theater. That, and that goes way back for Dan, I know. You told
Don Saucy and I were very good friends, and so glad Beth Hogan called and said, hey, we want to do your play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ron Saucy was an old friend of mine. We were classmates at the University of Michigan.
Oh, wow. You guys go back a ways. Yeah.
In fact, we performed in Kismet together. We weren't the stars. Jack O'Brien was the star of that. But
Jack O'Brien, the critic?
Yep. No, Jack O'Brien, who was...
is that somebody else? Director. Sorry.
Yeah, he was the artistic director of San Diego Repertory Company.
Oh,
and
okay.
He'd been directing on Broadway for quite a while.
Old Globe, actually.
Yeah, the Old Globe, right.
I was going to say it was the Old Globe, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that I've been corrected, that's all right.
Well, no, you know what?
It fits the theme of our play.
It is. And I'm perfect for it. So, because of things like that. So...
Now, you're opening the 30th of August and running through September 28th with one preview on the 29th. Have you begun rehearsals at the Odyssey yet?
Oh, we don't have rehearsals. One of the reasons why the theater companies do our play, we have a tech, then the next day we do a cue-to-cue, and then we do a stop-and-go. Then the third day we do a dress rehearsal, and then we open.
It's true.
We run the lines every week.
Yeah.
And I want to remind our audience that they can come see this play as a guest of KPFK. Well, sort of a guest. That's if you become a member of our KPFK family. The producers are offering 5 pairs of tickets to this preview. The September 29th.
August
29th, sorry. August 29th.
Yeah, that would be great. We could use some people there.
Wouldn't that be great? I just found out, Dan, I didn't get to tell you, but 3 friends are going to come on the preview night because they can't come the rest of the time.
Great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That means we'll have about, what, how many is it?
Well, with our 5, you...
Well, and ours are pairs, so that'd be 10 right there.
And you have this down. You're just ready to tech and go. Do you have a director on this?
Every week, Patty and I. We never miss a week where we don't run the lines. And again, I'm an actor who writes, so if we come up with a new idea, I go, sure, let's go for it. You know, the collaboration with actors. Patty added a lot of things to the play, most of which we at least tried. Some we kept, some we didn't. Sometimes we'll say, well, that one didn't work.
And some were unintentional, some of those things.
So
the best moments.
It's very much alive, you know?
Yeah. You're performing Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., from August 30th through September 28th, with one preview set for August 29th, 8 p.m.
Perfect.
I got that right.
Perfect.
And you're adding 2 additional Wednesday performances on September 17th and 24th at 8 p.m. So,
well, and I just wanted to remind our audiences, our KPFK listeners, that they can pledge for a pair of tickets. That way you're not only getting to see a wonderful show with 2 just amazing actors, but you're helping KPFK. So for a $75 pledge, give us a call at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, and press 2. And I just wanted to say, first of all, Dan, I was a huge fan of The Wonder Years. It is eternally beloved. in the public psyche. And I was loving the reboot, too, with Dulé Hill. That must have been kind of interesting for you to watch a different take on the same themes, as it were.
Oh yes. I was one of those people that I thought every generation should have a Wonder Years. And Dulé is... who's a fine stage actor, by the way.
He's brilliant.
He's a good friend of mine, and you know, we had talked, and he told me when they stuck with the original idea that we have of the reality and not go to sitcom, the show worked well, but they kept getting notes from the network to go more sitcom, and that's really what hurt it, you know.
It was brilliant
because
it was
always a non-creative person killing spirit.
Always, but what was interesting, of course, is it was a black family, and it you know the universality of that time and space and the family dynamic is universal. But it was interesting within that to see sort of the cultural differences, and I would be remiss also, Julio, if I didn't mention that I would have loved to have seen you, Dan, as Vince Lombardi. That must have been amazing.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, when somebody, my mentor was Charles Durning, and I really appreciate the compliment, but when somebody asked me, what's the best thing I've ever done? My answer is always the next one.
That's good.
Glad you came to Lombardi. I'm glad you enjoyed it. But what's next?
Well, and also, Patty, of course, most people know you as that just terribly horrible, rotten little kid in The Bad Seed.
Yeah.
Boy, what a legacy. It'll be such a treat for people to see you all grown up and not merely so nearly so rotten.
That, it's true, but...
It's typecasting.
I want to mention, too, that when you hear that the play is about Alzheimer's, I know I like to always say this, Dan, that that the difference between, say, Dan's play and other stories about Alzheimer's is this is specifically about the relationship between the two people, not about the families or caregivers or anything like that. And so it's their world that you're watching. And within that, their history together, which Dan says, so I'm not giving away anything, they were comedy writers. Mm-hmm. And they knew each other in the life before, when they can remember. And as he said, movies click off memories for them. And they may have been a couple. It's not really clear to them.
Yeah, now you don't have to come see the play, Patty.
Did I give it all away?
You gave it all away.
Well, no they need to come and see you too, for one reason.
I think that there's more to it than what I said. But the journey of it is very enjoyable.
And when you have two old comedy writers, almost every line said can be a setup for a punchline. So the play will go from a very touching moment to maybe the biggest laugh of the night. And it makes sense because they're groping. Really what the play is about is the creative spirit never dies.
There you go.
Here goes an ambulance. You can tell I'm in New York.
Yes. Oh, I want to tell you, Patty, I introduced my children to you when you made the special appearance as Dr. Marsh in Rob Lowe's adaptation of The Bad Seed for Lifetime. And
thank
a
you.
Sequel.
That's nice. As a nice therapist.
Yes.
a little disillusioned, though, I think, because remember that I thought she was very much like I was?
Uh-huh.
That was the most fun to say. Rob Lowe was great. He directed. And
a talented actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to say, you know, this has gotten great reviews. The Boston Globe says, at first glance, Just Another Day exudes a poignant sense of loss. But within moments, playwright Dan Loria, that would be you, shifts to joy, celebrating relationships, the pleasure of creativity, and the hope that laughter brings for a play that is both tender and uplifting. So it just sounds like it's going to be a beautiful romantic comedy, as well as tackling an issue that affects so many people.
Yeah. I hope that comes across. There's a lot of warmth in the play. You know, we seem to be in a society now that it's hard to express warm things. We got such a cutting edge around surrounding us in this crazy world. I mean, you in public television, public radio, know better than all of us what's going on. And this play kind of gives you hope that no matter what happens, the creative spirit in the true artist will stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you both for being here, taking the time to be here. And I'll be there to see you. And my children are going to come see you, too.
Oh, great. Yeah. Maybe we can all go out afterwards. You can give me your review.
All right.
Yeah, again, our guests, it's such a pleasure to have Dan Loria and Patty McCormick. They will be starring in a play penned by Dan Loria also, called Just Another Day at the Odyssey Theater. Preview on August 29th. It runs through the end of September. And for our listeners, for our fun drive, they've generously donated a few pairs of tickets. So for a $75 pledge, you can go see this, what promises to be a really wonderful play. I'm going to see it as well for sure. Great. Just Another Day, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And we'll put your name at the box office, and there you go.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
And we'll say hello after, for
yes.
sure.
And if you give me any good lines, I'm going to steal them. I'm going to put them in the play, and you're not going to get any credit for it. I'm going to steal everything.
That's great. You've got free license to steal.
Oh, yes.
Thank you again.
Thanks
for having us.
Okay. Thank you.
Boy, what a pleasure. Two such wonderful, wonderful actors. Julio's waving at you, but you can't see. So do call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, press 2. You need to pay on a credit card. Your tickets will be at will call. And again, that's August 29th, 8 p.m. start at the wonderful Odyssey Theater. What a great place to see a show. So.